RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly invites Muslim to roost economy. President to issue presidential regulation related to Mount Agung. The news in detail. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Zulkifli Hasan, invites Muslim in Indonesia to generate their potential in the economic sector to become economic agents, not marketing targets. While attending National Dialogue in Makassar, South Sulawesi Saturday, he expressed hope that Muslims reduce backwardness in various fields, especially education and economics. For that matter, Zulkifli Hasan also invites all Muslims to unite to face the rapid and complex development today. Head of Data and Information Center of National Disaster Management Agency, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said that in the near future, a presidential regulation in lieu of the term emergency response will be issued. He told Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta on Saturday that the president will be the legal protection for the handling of people affected by Mount Agung eruption in Karangasem, Bali. Under these conditions, the BNPB, or the National Disaster Management Agency, together with BPKP, or Financial and Development Supervision Agency, and the State Secretariat, will arrange presidential regulation in the near future as a legal basis to replace the term emergency response with a legal protection so that the government, in this case BNPB, can provide ready-made funds to the local government affected by the eruption of Mount Agung. Then the local government can spend the unexpected expenses in the APBD or state budget to the Minister of Social Affairs to issue rice reserves to assist the handling of refugees. Sutopo Purwonugroho added that President Joko Widodo, in a limited meeting, has ordered to revoke the status of emergency handling of Mount Agung because so far it has been misunderstood, especially in foreign countries, as if Bali is in unsafe condition, though the status of AWAS or emergency only for 8 to 10 kilometers radius from the peak of Mount Agung. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said recently that prison facilities on Nusa Kambangan Island in Cilacap, Central Jawa, are suitable for isolating Indonesia's high-risk terror inmates from their networks. Tito visited two of the 7 correctional facilities on the island, Pasir Putih and Batu, accompanied by Justice and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lauli and National Narcotics Agency Deputy Chief Armand Depari. Tito said, as quoted by Antara News Agency, that the facilities in Nusa Kambangan, if operated well, can serve as a super maximum security prison for high-risk inmates, which is needed for those at the center of terrorist network. Tito said terrorist networks include central players, operational support, and sympathizers. Therefore, a dedicated facility is required specifically for the central players to effectively to cut them off from their networks. However, super maximum security prison still allow visits from immediate family members, although there are strict requirements for visitation permits. During his visit, Tito met with Iwan Rois Darmawan Munto, who allegedly assisted Abugar, a key player in the January 216 terrorist attacks in the Tamrin area of central Jakarta. Rois is currently on death row for helping to plan the September 2004 bombing at the Australian Embassy in Jakarta that killed 9 people and wounded 150. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia 2018 socialized the organizing of Asian Para Games 2018 at Trans Studio Mall, Bandung City, West Java. Chairman of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia 2018, Nur Cahyadi, in Bandung on Saturday said that the socializations were simultaneously held on Saturday, December 23rd and Sunday, December 24th in 16 cities. As reported by Republika Online, the purpose of this socialization is to inform the public that Indonesia is hosting the Asian Para Games 2018. Nur Cahyadi hoped that with better knowledge of Asian Para Games 2018, people will become interested to appreciate this activity by watching directly or indirectly. He said Indonesia is the first country in Southeast Asia elected to organize Asian Para Games, which lasted for 8 days from October 6 to 13, 2018. Indofood CBP Sukses Makmur, a listed food and beverage unit of diversified Indonesian conglomerate the Salim Group, will buy out its Japanese partner the Asahi Group stakes in two beverage joint ventures for $20 million by the end of next year. The two companies signed a conditional purchase agreement on Friday for the acquisition of the Japanese firm's 51% stake in Asahi Indofood Beverage Makmur and 49% stake in Indofood Asahi Success Beverage Indofood. Corporate Secretary Gideon E. Putro said in a statement to the Indonesia Stock Exchange on Friday, the deal, which is subject to approval by shareholders of both Indofood CBP and Asahi, is expected to be concluded by December 31st next year. Indofood and Asahi established the joint ventures in 2013 to enter the bottled water business, which accounts for about a third of Indonesia's non-alcoholic beverage market. Last item, a House of Representatives lawmaker has called for the formulation of a law on renewable energy to serve as the legal basis for the country's effort to get 23% of its total energy needs from renewables in 2025, from 7.7% last year. The development of renewable energy is currently based on the 2007 energy law and the government regulation on the national energy policy. Meanwhile, the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry is tasked with formulating the detailed regulations. However, the ministry, which has been led by four different ministers in the past 3 years, is notorious for its policy inconsistencies, including in the renewable sector. Therefore, Satya Widaya Yuda, the deputy chairman of the House Commission 7, overseeing energy, said it was about time that Indonesia had a specific law on renewable energy that would be the guideline for the government in developing such a sector. Satya said recently that if the government is serious about developing renewable energy, it should provide a level playing field between renewable and fossil energy. But now it seems like the government still provides more incentives for businesses related to fossil energy. He stated that that's why the country needs a specific law to encourage the development of renewable energy. Satya also added that the House would ask relevant stakeholders to conduct academic reviews before further discussing whether the bill would be endorsed by the legislature or the government. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly invites Muslim in Indonesia to rose economy. President Joko Widodo to issue presidential regulation related to Mount Agung. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello listener, welcome to our weekly news from across the country.
the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. Directorate General of Sea Transportation, Ministry of Transportation, issued a circulation about the three-night crossing ban in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, or NTB, on New Year's Eve 2018, namely Gili Trawangan, Meno, and Air. Transportation Agency Head of West Nusa Tenggara, Lalu Bayu Windia, in Mataram on Wednesday said, the reason for the closure was to avoid the occurrence of accidents at sea due to weather factors. Based on the circulation letter of the Transportation Ministry, the ban of the crossing activity began to take effect on Sunday, December 31st, from and to the three Gili locations through the Bangsal Port, Teluk Nare, Teluk Kodek, Nipah, Mentigi, Kecinan, and Senggigi. In addition to issuing the ban on ferry activities in its circular, the ministry also prohibits shipping operators to carry passengers over the fleet's carrying capacity. Meanwhile, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG Lombok International Airport Station has also issued the weather warning around the waters of West Nusa Tenggara. This is followed by an increase of wind speed in the area of Lombok and Western Sumbawa. There is a low pressure in West Nusa Tenggara, causing light rain, moderate and heavy rain in some part of West Lombok and Southern Central Lombok. Therefore, it is suggested to the public to be careful during outdoor activities. The next story comes from Bandung, West Java. Cultural and Tourism Service of West Java noted, along the southern route, they found 147 new beaches that potentially become an alternative tourism area in addition to Pangandaran, Pelabuhan Ratu, and Santolo. Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province Ida Hernida in Bandung on Wednesday, December 20, said, based on research of SBM or School of Business and Management, Bandung Institute of Technology ITB, on the southern route, found 147 new beaches. These beaches are largely untouched by the people and not as famous as other beaches. Tourism and Culture Office will map the entire coast on the southern coast, especially in terms of accessibility, tourism area, and infrastructure around the location. If it can attract a lot of tourists, the beaches will become a leading tourism of West Java. The great potential of West Java makes the office will further boost tourism in southern region of West Java in 2018. Moreover, the presence of Kertajati Airport in Majalengka will add the government's optimism in attracting millions of tourists. The last story comes from Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. The East Nusa Tenggara NTT Language Office presented award to 6 urban transport entrepreneurs in Kupang since they use a good and proper Indonesian language in the public sphere. Head of East Nusa Tenggara Language Office Valentina Tanate in Kupang said on Wednesday that the 6 entrepreneurs have a consistency in using Indonesian language to become public transportation facilities. NTT Language Office, according to Valentina, has a flagship program in 2017, namely Priority of Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian Language in the Public Space Media. Valentina further said, the usage of language of at public facilities may not use the language containing pornography, violence and racial intolerance because 90% of public transport users are school children. He added that the East Nusa Tenggara NTT Language Office since 2016 has selected 360 units of urban transportation. The result, 23 angkot or public transportation were chosen to be nominated for good language usage. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with December 24, 1906. Radio. Reginald Versenden transmits the first radio broadcast consisting of a poetry reading, a violin solo, and a speech. Reginald Aubrey Versenden was born on October 6, 1866 and died on July 22, 1932, was a Canadian-born inventor who did a majority of his work in the United States and also claimed U.S. citizenship through his American-born father. During his life, he received hundreds of patents in various fields, most notably ones related to radio and sonar. Versenden is best known for his pioneering work developing radio technology, including the foundation of amplitude modulation or AM radio. His achievements included the first transmission of speech by radio in 1900 and the first two-way radio telegraphic communication across the Atlantic Ocean in 1906. In 1932, he reported that in late 1906, he also made the first radio broadcast of entertainment and music, although a lack of variable details has led to some doubts about this claim. Over now to 1953, Tangiwai disaster in New Zealand. The Tangiwai disaster occurred on December 24, 1953, when the Wangehu River Bridge collapsed under the Wellington to Auckland No. 626 Express passenger train in Tangiwai, in the center of New Zealand's North Island. The locomotive and the first six carriages slipped into the river, killing 151 people. The Board of Inquiry found that the accident was caused by the collapse of Tevra Dam near the bridge. The disaster became the worst train accident in New Zealand ever. The last is from December 24, 1951. Libya becomes independent from Italy. Idris I is proclaimed King of Libya. Libya, officially the State of Libya, is a sovereign state in the Maghreb regions of North Africa, bordered by the Mediterranean Sea to the north, Egypt to the east, South Sudan to the southeast, Chad and Niger to the south, and Algeria and Tunisia to the west. The country is the fourth largest country in Africa and has the 10th largest proven oil reserves of any country in the world. Libya became independent as a kingdom on December 24, 1951 from Italy. A military coup in 1969 overthrew King Idris I. The coup leader, Muammar Gaddafi, ruled the country from the Libyan Cultural Revolution in 1973 until he was overthrown and killed in the Libyan Civil War of 2011. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's Spotlight. And this week's spotlight is on a National Social Solidarity Day, a momentum for strengthening national identity. The peak of National Social Solidarity Day celebration 2017 was held in Surabaya, East Java on Wednesday. National Social Solidarity Day is a momentum to strengthen national identity, that is gotong royong or mutual assistance spirit, cooperation and unity. Taking place in Makodam 5 Brawijaya Field, Surabaya, this event was attended by a number of state officials, among them Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, Minister of Social Affairs, Khofifah Indar Parawansa, Governor of East Java, Soekarwo, and several other governors. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, said that the National Social Solidarity Day, or HKSN, is aiming to bring togetherness among all Indonesian people to be more solidified. Puan Maharani hopes that the commemoration is not merely ceremonial, but it is rooted and beneficial to the people, especially in cementing unity. On the same occasion, Minister of Social Affairs Khofifah Indar Parawansa said history proves the spirit of social solidarity has accompanied the journey of Indonesian life, even before Indonesia's independence. According to Khofifah Indar Parawansa, every generation living in an era has its own challenges in life. Therefore, it must develop a social solidarity response in accordance with the era. Khofifah said generating social solidarity can be started from small things, as in the family environment, with mutual love, mutual respect, and mutual help. Most importantly, according to Khofifah, every component of society realizes that he is not a selfish entity, but social being that races together as a nation, the nation of Indonesia. Then, the National Social Solidarity Day is a solidarity that coincides with the foundation and glue of nationalism based on universal humanity, not narrow nationalism. Meanwhile, the governor of East Java, Soekarwo, requested the value of mutual cooperation or gotong royong to be disseminated by all elements of society. Because mutual cooperation in Indonesian culture as well as the application of Pancasila ideology in the life of the community and nation, the gotong royong value distinguishes Indonesia with other nations and must be inflated. He said that the spirit of solidarity, togetherness, tolerance, and mutual help is the foundation of the spirit of mutual cooperation in the community. Soekarwo claimed that the success of development in East Java was determined by the mutual cooperation of the people. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, and time now to bring you news in brief. Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Zulkifli Hasan, invites Muslims in Indonesia to generate their potential in the economic sector to become economic agents, not marketing targets. Head of Data and Information Center of National Disaster Management Agency, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said that in the near future, a presidential regulation only of the term emergency responses will be issued. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said that prison facilities on Nusa Kambangan Island in Cilacap, Central Java, are suitable for isolating Indonesia's high-risk terror inmates from their networks. The Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia 2018 socialized the organizing of Asian Para Games 2018 at Trans Studio in Bandung. Indofood CBP Sukses Makmur, a listed food and beverage unit of diversified Indonesian conglomerate the Salim Group, will buy out its Japanese partner, the Asahi Group, stakes into beverage joint ventures for $20 million by the end of next year. A House of Representatives lawmaker has called for the formulation of a law on renewable energy to serve as the legal basis for the country's effort to get 23% of its total energy needs from renewables in 2025 from 7.7% last year. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will invite you to travel to Malang, East Java Province, to try nasi buk, a special delicacy of Malang. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Indonesia, which consists of various tribes, is rich in culture, including traditional culinary. This is usually influenced by customs, beliefs, and natural wealth in the region. Nasi buk, for example, is known as one of the legendary culinary in Malang, sought by Maduris who live in the city. Nasi buk or buk rice is not familiar to the ears of most Indonesians. From its history, the first buk rice sellers came from the Bayeman village, Bangkalan, Madura. They started migrating to Malang decades ago and live in the old city area. Now the area is named Admiral Marta Dinata Street, Madiun Alley. Since living in the area, they started a business selling the creation they called nasi buk. All the sellers then were women of Maduris origin or Maduris descent. In Maduris, buk is a term to call Maduris women. Buk rice is actually traditional Madura mixed rice added with a side dish called lodeh, which mean ingredient is jackfruit or young bamboo shoots, super spicy hot condiment with shrimp paste, and mandol, a variation of soybean cakes or tempeh, and then short bean sprouts, serundeng or fried coconut shred, and also black rempeyek or fried coconut cake. Nasi buk is usually served for breakfast. If you are in Malang, it can easily be found in stalls along the side streets. But you should come early because usually at 9 a.m. it's already gone, sold out. Although it looks simple, the taste of buk rice is amazingly delicious. Besides, the fun of eating nasi buk or buk rice is the freedom to choose the side dishes that will be mixed on your plate, such as chicken, beef satay, spicy eggs, and many others. For one portion of nasi buk or buk rice, the price is 10,000 rupiah or 20,000 rupiah depending on the choice of the side dish. For your information, $1 is 15,000 rupiah more or less. Music. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Nasi Bu, a special culinary from Malang, East Java Province. We meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome to Area Road Service Voice of Indonesia, a regular program about miscellany, which brings you information about Indonesia. Today's edition is about University of Indonesia launches health center. Besides via shortwave, you can listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Listener, consuming or using safe and halal products is an important thing for Muslim community. As a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia keeps an effort in giving the halal guarantee for various products for the people. It requires support from various stakeholders such as ulama and professional institutions, including universities. Related to that, University of Indonesia or UI launched a special unit of service and community of University of Indonesia called UI Halal Center in the third floor of auditorium building of the Integrated Laboratory Research Center UI Depok. Head of UI Laboratory Halal Center Amarila Malik said that UI's Halal Center is the university's effort to help the government implement the law number 33 of 2014 on halal product guarantee. According to Amarila, Halal Center UI is conducting its activities in cooperation with Al Irshad Association and Management and Science University or MSU. She stated that the cooperation was marked by signing of Memorandum of Understanding or MOU by the chairman of Al Irshad Association, Bashir Ashawi, and the president of MSU, Tan Sri Datowira. The launch was conducted by UI Deputy Rector Dr. Hamid Chalid at the Auditorium Building of Integrated Laboratory Research Center UI Depok some time ago. In this cooperation, MSU will play a role in assisting UI Halal Center to develop as a halal institution with international quality standard. MSU has a halal center with an international reputation and network. Therefore, this assistance is expected to be a symbiotic mutualism that is beneficial to both parties. The Association of Al Irshad will assist UI in conducting halal analysis and training that requires Muslims who are experts in their field. In addition, cooperation with Al Irshad is also linked to the network of business people under the Kadin Indonesia Middle East Commission. It is expected with this cooperation, UI Halal Center will be connected with a network of halal market in the Middle East, which is very potential. The UI Halal Center conducts a number of activities including providing public test services, consulting and advocating certified halal services, conducting education and advocating halal products and services that contribute comprehensively to the community. In addition, UI Halal Center also conducts scientific and Islamic studies for the development of halal industry, training, education and empowerment programs of consumers and producers or entrepreneurs of halal products. UI Halal Center is expected to become one of the Center of Excellence of Halal Inspection Agency in Indonesia, Southeast Asia and the world, considering Indonesia is the country with the largest Muslim population in the world. That was miscellany for today.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Avinash Chekot in India. In his email, Mr. Avinash said that he was listening to our broadcast in English and Arabic program through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz on 7 March 2017 at 1600 hours to 1330 hours UTC and 1900 hours to 1930 hours UTC with SIO 344. Hello, Mr. Avinash Chekot. Thank you for your reception report. Based on your report, we are sure that you can listen to our broadcast clearly. Your report has been forwarded to Arabic section, so please be patient to wait for the replay. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Oh, mungkinkah ini
listener, now we will replay a letter from Mahesh Jain, also in India. He sent his email to our broadcast on June 14, 2017. In his email, Mr. Mahesh Jain told that he is regular and loyal listener of Voice of Indonesia English Service. He listens daily on 95.5 kHz, but this is for the first time he has contacted us. In his email, Mr. Mahesh Jain wants to report from May 2017 onwards there is lots of disturbance in 95.5 kHz. He is not able to hear the program flawlessly. Hello, Mr. Mahesh Jain. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your complaint has been forwarded to technical division and it has been fixed. Hopefully, our broadcast can be heard clearly now. As our appreciation, we will enter your name on VOI listeners list. So please keep monitoring and sending your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Rasakan tajam menusuk tak beralasan. Kita sudah dingin hati. Dulu kita pernah saling memahami. Segan merasa telah menyakiti. Kita terlalu perasa. Setiap katamu cermin.
are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Anderson Costa de Aquino in Brazil. In his email, Mr. Anderson Costa de Aquino would like to receive radio materials as well as other materials about Indonesia, which is a beautiful country at sea. Hello, Mr. Anderson Costa de Aquino. Thank you very much for writing an email to our broadcast. We are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request at the moment. Maybe next time we will provide it. Thank you. Well, Mr. Anderson Costa de Aquino, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Dirimu buatku selalu penasaran, terkadang jauh, terkadang buatku tersipu. Malu, manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu harus bagaimana. Sesungguhnya malu, manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu bagaimana. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki, teka-tekimu. Tanya-tanya dengan
teka-teki, teka-teki.
Before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to reply an email from Gigi Nadali in Italy. In his email, Mr. Gigi Nadali said that he was been a shortwave listener since 1980, and he is also an amateur radio operator. Hello, Mr. Gigi Nadali. Thank you for sending your email on our broadcast. Although you did not tell the frequency that you have heard, but we are sure that you always monitor our radio. So, Mr. Gigi Nadali, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Well, it's not actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. And on behalf of Voice of Indonesia's management and staff, we would like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2018. Well, it's not to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Tersiarkan kisah lelaki tangguh bagai satria, namun saat ia tertatih takluk oleh dunia. Cerminan sisi terbaikmu, lindungi hatinya sekalipun di dalam amarah. Tajam rasa racun dunia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.